Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Think we're just waiting on a few more and then we'll be able to get going. Tara, are you feeling any better?
Yeah, thanks for asking. And also thanks for covering all that stuff yesterday. I think I peaced out without mentioning anything.
No, I only did one of your tickets because it was like a high one, and then there was another high one, and I was like, I asked Lauren, I was like, can you look at this? Because it seemed, it was also a CU Boulder thing. So I was like, this sounds perfect for you. So she looked at that one. But yeah, we didn't have like a strong plan, but just a little bit of a plan.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Okay. While Tara and David I are here, do we want to talk about ZFL and where you're at with the potential? Maybe you've already done this. I'm not sure if I'm on the shared channel. I should probably figure that out. About packaging a release for them. How are things going there?
So I have done absolutely nothing on this. And I think David's out next week, right? So this might just need to wait.
Okay. And then Jakob will be back by then as well. So if there's any like outstanding questions, you could go over that then. Is that right, David? Are you out next week?
Yeah, I am out next week. Although I deployed a couple of changes to the SNLP 5 to 8 environments, right? Those environments are done right now, so I think we can begin to review some of the things there. And yeah, so I would just share the credentials. I put the credentials in LastPass and just write a note on that ticket.
Okay, so this one should be in progress or like in review.
Yeah, in progress.
Okay,
Right.
cool.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Is there anything that you or Tara need from the rest of this group, or are you in good shape for now?
For now, I'm in good shape. Yeah, I didn't do anything.
I
Thanks,
think we're
Jason,
good
for
too.
I mean, they were really helpful.
Okay, great. Well, as usual, if you feel like dropping off, I think we're mostly going to be talking a little bit more about cross-link stuff, and or you're welcome to stay. Whatever you want to do is fine.
I do have a question. Like I'm glad that's working out, but I'm curious on if everything actually is working well for Ramsons.
I think I need to go in there and test, right?
Yeah.
That's how we know. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
because we
That's
just
on
haven't
me.
really.
Sorry, I will try and get to that this weekend. All
But
right.
like it built and stuff, and it seems superficially to work. So that's encouraging.
Yeah.
Would you expect like some giant like red flags or will any problems be like more subtle? Like, do you have feelings about that,
Both.
Jason?
Both.
Okay. That should be fun.
But the lack of the giant red flags is encouraging, basically.
Yeah, I
And
was
yeah,
looking
it
up
is
for that.
unfortunate we don't have better automated tests that are end to end.
Also, like, I don't know if this is how exactly this relates, but I am testing with Stanford today who have upgraded their test Folio instance to ransoms, and they want to test against reshare. So I'll be doing that later. I don't think it's exactly the same situation, but I just thought I'd mention it. Okay. Anybody else have questions for David or Tara? Alrighty. All right. Ian, how are things going? I think I only have one question for you, but maybe two. But I don't know if you have any updates for us or questions for us.
No, not in particular. I'm trying to figure out why this reservoir chart was failing. I cloned GRLN's reservoir and deployed it there. I think I got one crash, but I'm not sure if it's the same thing. So I'm looking into that. But other than that, I don't have any updates for this group, I don't think.
Do you expect that we'll be able to reschedule that upgrade at like in the coming weeks, or is that like kind of far off now?
No, I'm hoping to figure out what's going on here. I feel like it's something about the. I don't believe that that it's actually failing. I think it, maybe it's just tuning the liveness checks. There's some kind of thing wrong with it. But hopefully, yeah, next week or something. But I just
Okay.
don't know what's wrong with it yet, unfortunately. But.
Yeah, I think for most people or most of the groups, it's like you said, it's a bit behind the scenes thing. But I guess Julie said it is
There's something for
more pressing
Palsy.
for Palsy. Yeah, because it like is
There's a bug
preventing
fixing
the
there.
Penn State. Yeah. So that's the only one that I've been kind of tracking in the back of my mind, but I don't think Minitex or IPLC is super anxious for it.
Yeah, no one else should care other than the fact that, just keeping it up to date. But yeah, Palsy has something.
Okay. So my two questions for you are about this ticket. I was wondering if you might be able to take a look at it. I would just like to close this off before I go, if
Oh,
possible.
yeah.
There's two.
Yep.
Yeah, and yesterday I could get into the settings for QTIR,
Yeah.
so it wasn't throwing this error,
Yeah.
but it was missing some of the either the templates or the triggers. I don't recall. So I can update this ticket after the meeting, and I noticed that right at the end of the day. So but this one still is missing the new triggers, NCLL. So I don't know. I think it would probably just need like
Okay.
a quick eye. I don't think it should
So
be too
it's
bad.
just these two are missing some configs, but there's no other problems that are have to do with
Yeah.
it. Okay. All right, yeah, I can take that care of that.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think it feels like a small thing from my limited perspective. And then I just wanted to ask you about the reshare test environment ticket, just because we talked a little bit about that yesterday. And you said that you might build a new viewfind.
We're using this ancient viewfind, and we're some for some places we're using that old inventory app that we don't use really anywhere else. So I have a reservoir set up, it's populated with documents, and we set up back and forth to use it, and that seems to be working, right?
Yeah, I've been able to like search a shared catalog, and it
Yeah.
will populate the form and everything.
So I just want to do that for everything, and then I don't know if there's anything that we can get rid of. We have a lot of stuff right now. We have east, west, north, south, back, forth. I guess we're keeping all that for now, but yeah. So I have some tasks that don't need a lot of deliberation, like just switching it over to reservoir and stuff like that. So I'll just do that, and then we
Okay.
can talk about what we actually want.
Yeah. That sounds good. I just didn't know if I needed to add anything to this for now, or if you're pretty clear on what you're gonna do for that. It sounds like so. we can
Yeah, I have a few things that I can
revisit
just
this.
do. And then, yeah, it would be nice to revisit. I'm kind of interested in, maybe getting Moder S into a chart like we do for a lot of the other things, and maybe we can do deployment a little bit more like we do for Trove in this environment. But anyway, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thanks for your help getting back and forth in shape so that I can do that test today. Yeah, I feel pretty good about that now, so
Okay, cool.
that's
Yeah, let
encouraging.
me know if
All
anything comes up. I'll be around.
right. Thank you. Okay. Anything else, Ian? Okay. I don't think Giannis is here, but oh yeah, he is.
Yeah,
Hey Giannis,
yeah. I am.
how are things going?
It's good. I managed to merge and get that forward ticket. So it should be in test environment, so you could try to test it.
Okay. Let me just write myself a note so I do this. So what happened? Did you have to wait for Adam to get back for the approval, or how did that shake out?
Yes, Adam approved, and then I could merge it. So,
Okay, cool. And so this one, we expect the supplier and the symbol to be sent both for when identifying a new supplier in the rota and for the unfilled, is that right?
yes, so yeah, there are like two message types. One is expect to supply and other one is unfilled. In both cases, I'm adding this supplier symbol to the node, so it should be there.
That's awesome. Trove's gonna be super excited. I did tell them it might like we weren't sure exactly how that was gonna play in Alma, so they don't have their
Yep.
they know that it might take a little bit more, but like they'll be excited if we can get it to work. So thank you for working on that one.
And also that one is it's already in review for some time, so I'm not sure who exactly can test this one, but
I think I might have tested this already, and maybe I just didn't close it. I did because I sent a bunch of requests to Tim Jackson. So I'll check my email exchange with him and see if I can close this one out for you. I'm sorry that I left it here. I think that's up to me.
This one actually I will also move it to the code review. It's currently in code review, but there I think we need Jakob back to merge it. But if there is anything else urgent or not so urgent I could work on, so you can assign and take it to me. Otherwise, I'm like working already on some with this ticket, we add patron request to the broker, and then I will try to work on the events which are sent for the patron request. For that, I don't exactly have a ticket yet, but so if you have something more urgent, I can start work on other ticket. If not, then I will work on these events.
I the only thing that could potentially be like and I wouldn't call it urgent is related to a ticket that Kurt is looking into. Because I think that this would I think there's potential work related to both the regular reshare and the broker reshare. So I don't know, Kurt, if you've had a chance to look into this. Much or at all, but so Giannis, I don't think Well, I'll wait to hear from Kurt, but I don't know that there's anything that would be more pressing than what Jakob lined up for you in regard to the those next steps with the patron request.
Yeah, I still
But Kurt.
haven't done anything with this one yet. I almost feel like it might be if we take like maybe 15 minutes just to talk through it again, just to make sure I'm understanding properly what we're trying to find. I guess are we trying to see whether or not is even anything related to our stuff at this point, or
Yeah, like I think there's potential work for both our side and the Alma Rapido side. But I don't know enough about like what happens at the end of these requests such that we could like start a conversation with their developers because they're basically not getting like the final message isn't getting sent or it's not getting updated in Alma, and I don't know if it's because of one of those weird things where they don't accept certain messages in certain states like or what the problem is there. So and these are both slightly different, the two workflows, so that makes it complicated. So maybe we can chat sometime about this because it's a little
Yeah. So,
complicated.
and just in this case, Rapido is the requester, right? And then,
Yes.
is the broker negotiating between Rapido and Alma? Is that what's going on?
So for like Palsy, Rapido is the requester and it creates a request in reshare, and this is the API workflow, and so that doesn't involve the broker. But when the request goes end of rota in reshare, the that final message isn't updating in Rapido such that it moves on to the next borrowing like partner. They like reshare is just one of their like networks or whatever, and so like it stays stuck with reshare even though there's no reshare partners to fill it. And then the kind of the same thing with the broker workflow is that when the broker sends the unfilled message, the final unfilled message, we get a confirmation error from Rapido and it looks like the request is still active in Rapido, still active and with the broker. So they don't know that the request is essentially s stuck or dead, that it needs to be moved on or closed out. So,
Okay. And we do have full logs for both situations, right?
Julie was going to pull, Julie pulled the logs for the Palsy example, and I have the broker, or I linked the broker logs for a broker example. But I can get you more for this one if you need it. But I think that all the logs should be here.
Okay. All right. I'll
Form.
make some time today to look at that then, see if I can at least find out what messages are being sent.
It seems like it might be useful to keep track of these logs somewhere so that we just have like a known place to go to see. Here's an example of what Rapido sends. Here's an example of what Alma sends, et cetera, different situations.
That is a good idea. I'm trying to think of where would be a good spot to pool those. But yeah. Yeah, things keep changing too with every little adjustment we make, so we'd have to keep try to keep them up to date, but I think that's
Well,
a
we
good
send
idea.
changes, but those other software packages are a bit more stable at this point, so I don't know that they're changing all that often.
Right, yeah.
One small comment actually about I read a text about brokers, but yeah, and I know that we made some changes. We had some problems, and we fixed with some not sent messages. So it could be good to retest the broker scenario, so it could be already fixed.
Do you know when that was fixed? Or it, well, it's okay. I'll definitely retest. I think it makes sense.
It's like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, maybe, or something like that.
Okay. I think that I tested this with Tim. Let me just see what the date was for this one. 10/6. So that was last
Okay.
week.
Yeah, 10 days ago. Okay, yeah, so most probably it's still not working. Yeah, good.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't know. I think it I that's why I think it might be like something funky on the Alma side that they're not registering this final action, and it might not be a problem for us at all, but I just want to be able to give them like, here's what we're sending. Like, why doesn't your system accept this message? But we'll see. I don't understand. I don't know who did the work on the API for this. And so I'm not really sure like all the ins and outs of this, the current workflow for like Palsy, who's using the reshare or the Rapido workflow. So maybe I'm missing a critical like understanding here, but Kurt, if we can chat about it, that might be good.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, anything else on this ticket? I guess Kurt or well, I did we finish Giannis? Giannis, is there anything else you wanted to chat about?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you. And is Adam still here? Yes. Hey, Adam. I saw that you joined us. I didn't know if you had anything you wanted to touch base on.
No, not really. So I just did some work with NC protocol that we're going to use in the broker last week, and this issue is you see there is not showing right now, as we don't use the so-called native images for reservoir. So I don't think we'll do this anytime soon. Unless we fix that. So it's not something used in production at the moment. That one.
Okay, and this is
Yeah, this is just some mocking for NTIP services that we're going to use eventually in the broker.
oh,
Yeah.
cool.
So we have some mocking capabilities for that.
Where did you and Jakob get a chance to test this out then?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Yeah, maybe when I'd like to talk to him about this. That seems interesting. Okay.
So again, this is not really the broker, it's just for the mocking. So it's something we're going to use for testing. It's not implemented in
Right.
the broker yet at all. So.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that for me. Okay. David's not here. We already talked to David and Ian. Okay. Jason, how are things going? How are things going with you and Kurt? I know that you were gonna start diving into some of this fun stuff.
Oh, we didn't actually sync up on Tuesday, and I was out Wednesday. So, and it sounds like maybe he's caught up in some other stuff today. But hopefully, we can talk for a bit
I think
a day or
we
two.
can block out some time today to start working through some stuff. I'm eager to actually start doing something in Go, though obviously, that's gonna take a little bit of time before I'm useful. I'm eager to hear any ideas you have, and also I'd like to start looking at just at least the rough idea of where I would start implementing that authentication stuff for the directory.
Awesome. Yeah, we can chat about that. Otherwise, I'm almost ready to put up a pull request, and I'd like you to look at it, Adam, because I'm experimenting with using CQL Go in our directory thingy. And yeah, it seems to work, but I'm not sure I'm using it the best way I can. So it'd be good to get your
Yeah, I
feedback there.
mean, yeah, I don't know what database layer you're using, but I mean,
I'm basically not. I'm just using PGX directly because
If you do
for the
that
rest of it,
directly,
we were.
then yeah, and then it works fine. I mean, if you're using what is it called, the one we're using for the broker for the scanned SQL thing, then it's very cumbersome, I think. So in a way, the
I don't know if
CQL.
there's a way to use it for SQL C because SQL C pre-compiles all the queries. So,
Exactly. So yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So any questions, just ping me or look at pull request or whatever. Yeah. And again, it
Excellent.
hasn't been used a lot, so you probably find issues. Let me know.
I noticed like there wasn't even a release, like the broker was just pointing at or the LLMawk or something, and there was just pointing at the like a somehow you can
I
point at the
mean
certificate, so I did the same thing.
yeah, I mean, we have been very lazy with formal releases, right? I mean, and then we just point to those Go utils by SHA-1s. I mean, it's
It's a work in progress.
yeah, you could say that.
That's all good. It does seem to work though, and it's a good start because we didn't have filtering before, and now we have some filtering, so that's encouraging. Otherwise, though, between looking at that, I also just took a sec to kind of zoom out, and what I did that was quite useful is I dug up some old notes that I had on sort of when I left this off back in the spring or last winter or whenever it was I last got to work on this, and sort of saw what I thought at the time were the outstanding issues, and then I compared some of those decisions I had kind of up in the air with what had happened with the schema for the mock directory during Trove development. And that was interesting. So I don't know if this is a good time or place to talk about it, but I have some questions about that. But it also gave me some answers. So that's helpful. And I'll show that to Kurt as well. And we can chat about it later and see where that goes.
There's also a
One of the
ticket
things that,
about opening hours that we need to put into the directory at some point, I think. So.
yeah, and how best to represent
Supply.
that. Okay, good.
Jason, I mean, does it make sense to talk about any of the questions you have while Adam and Kurt and Giannis are here?
Maybe. The one thing that really leapt out at me was that we have the tiers and networks being offered up as part of a directory entry. And I would have thought that those, rather than being associated with the directory entry, would be associated on like a per consortia basis. And what you would really see a list of would be a list of memberships in consortia. And then on the membership, you'd have the records for the consortium and then the list of tiers and networks associated with it. But maybe not. I didn't think too hard about it. It just raised my eyebrow a bit, really.
I'm not too modest on top of that, but I mean, I think the idea was that directory is a very flat structure when we look at it from the broker at least, and then there could be layers in the managing of those directory instances. But so I don't know if that is a response to your question why it's the way it is, why it's like very flat list, right? Like one list instead of.
Yeah, I think at the moment though, because the broker is sort of operating always in the context of this is the one particular consortium, so the it that might be just I kind of got written to a purpose. Maybe that's something I should hash out with Kevin Kurt for a bit at some point.
Yeah, I have no strong feelings anyway about this, and no particular knowledge about how this came about, this directory design, really. So I don't know much. Have much input on that.
At the moment, I can't even remember the difference between a network and a tier.
The networks are like the ones that can be prioritized based on, and it's like I want to borrow from my state first, and then if that doesn't work, I want to borrow from the whole country, and if that doesn't want to work or that doesn't work, then I want it to go out to all people in the pay-for-peer network. And so like those are like pools of potential lenders. And then the tiers are the combinations of service level, service type, and cost. So that's like the tiers, whether it's has a cost associated with it or not, and then if it's a copy or loan. And yeah, I don't know if
And
maybe.
how do they play out like against each other in the sense of like if there's something that's cheaper but it's in a further away network, like does the tier take precedence or does the network take precedence?
Does the tier, well, for I think we ended up changing it so that the for Trove, because they wanted to have the reciprocal tier and the pay tier completely separate. There's no like, oh, I could get it for free, but it's further away. Like it's that's like that's outside of the context that they use it, so that wouldn't really happen here. Like it has to match on the tier. Either has to be one that is free or one that has a cost associated with it, and then it goes through and ranks the network priority.
Right, so the tier takes precedence. Cool.
Yes.
But wasn't if you isn't it the way that you implement something like that, and this may be misunderstanding the framing of the question, but they did ask for like a model where you could set a default price of a preferred price of zero, and then it would stop after it had exhausted the reciprocal, peers that it might find, and then you'd have the option to go in and update the request with a higher price, and it'll be able to go out and
Yeah, exactly. It would be a revised request with a new request number, and it would go into that next,
I did
tier.
we ever figure out some way to signal to the user that there was in fact a supplier available in the paid tier?
No, that's like a that was like a potential future development thing, is to expose suppliers in other tiers. We didn't have to do that for R4, and we didn't do it. We actually aren't really surfacing in the UI any of this information yet, so like nobody, like unless you go into this log, you don't know who the suppliers are. So there's work to do to expose suppliers in the UI anyway, and then an additional like enhancement would be to expose suppliers in other tiers.
It should really be on the, if nothing else, on our own punch list for doing effectively the migration to, I guess we will get it for free, quote unquote, when we do replace ModIS. In some ways, we'll have to address this.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I don't know, Sev, I guess I would just be a part of the broker, like locating supplier logic that you like it would just like put up like a pile of lenders that are in a different tier as like a like you could expose that instead of just filtering them out during this matching process.
Yeah, I think at one point, at least I might have imagined that as you are eliminating, depending on how you implement that logic in the broker, you might, rather than remove them from the lists, include them in the list with some kind of flag that says, I'm going to skip them in this round, but I'm going to make a note that they're here so that I can make kind of a report or flag in some way through the API that there were suppliers available that were skipped or something like that. I mean, I think the UX is something to consider there, whether you actually want to list the ones that were skipped or whether you just want to say, hey, there were more suppliers here and you can get them if you set a higher price. I might want to know what that higher price is because the tier also tell us what the default price is for a given kind of request, right? So you could actually say that, hey, if you set your price to $2, then you'll get more suppliers or something.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because like Trove, they have like all of these like minimum costs and like prescribed costs per
Yeah.
tier, but like other consortium might not do that, or they might have varying costs. So like it would be nice to expose
Yeah.
what their baseline fee is for a particular type.
And of course, Trove wanted to be able to increase the price as well, which may be something that nobody else in the universe is ever going to ask to do.
They wanted to be able to increase and decrease, but only decrease to a certain amount. Jason knows all the ins and outs of that minimum cost stuff.
I did momentarily at one point, but I don't know that I would say that anymore. I also remember some of these conversations of, adding that extra information, and that I think that even that it didn't help us. Like there is no shortcut to the ROTA because the availability might have changed. So if they did decide to go for the higher price, it basically had to redo the whole thing because maybe it's free at that point.
Yes, right.
So it definitely is a re-request kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a tough one if you don't have automation. I mean, I would hate to have to send the same requests when in Trove they have to manually reject the requests. I don't know if you might in that situation just assume that it's not going to be available from a vendor that's already been tried. I don't know. That's a tough one.
And in fact, in that sense, we might actually do some kind of a caching layer that, like,
Yeah.
if for some reason something is in the zeitgeist, you might imagine that patrons would be requesting a particular item kind of semi-frequently within a tighter time frame, and that yeah, if it's it might be useful to be able to configure. It's like, yeah, if I decided I didn't have this like yesterday, don't ask me again until next week or something like
Can we
that.
have a add the mechanism to direct a request to a specific supplier, Mallory.
No, we didn't because they were trying to prevent their users from doing that, but I could see that being really useful, especially for a re-request or like where sometimes like the connections with Alma get messed up if they don't respond to the broker just right, like things can kind of get stuck. And so it would be nice if there was the option to send one directly. Send a request directly to a partner, but I think they were afraid that their partners would abuse it and only borrow from their friends.
Yeah,
Oh
I mean
my.
the sort of paranoid relationship that Trove has with their own members is a little bit
Yeah.
was a weird dynamic too that we hadn't really encountered elsewhere. But I do increasingly kind of feel like I'd sort of imagine that it might actually be really useful, especially when we have all this communications mechanism and such. And for Trove, there's a sense for some things they really need to they especially for serials, I got the impression that there was a desire to be able to route a request to a specific peer, for a staff person. And so having that mechanism might be valuable.
So ModRS has a
Yeah.
mechanism, and I don't know if it necessarily works with the way we've got it configured for Trove, given the broker and all that, but it does have a way to submit a ROTA, kind of pre-filled along with the request. And so that way, you could just have a single supplier in your ROTA if that's what you want, but you could also have, say, since you had previously had identified a short list of suppliers that might match your criteria that had the availability, you could do your re-request with a pre-filled ROTA taken as an excerpt of the ROTA that was generated the last time around.
That feels like it will be worth supporting somehow in the UX and making sure that we can do in cross-linked too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I have no idea if that's something that has kind of entered into the cross-link situation or not. The idea of a request coming in with a pre-filled ROTA.
No, and I wonder if it's part if there's anything like that supported in. I mean, it would almost have to be supported in an ISO message in some way.
Probably. And we don't do it in any kind of standard way. Like the way it happens in ModRS is just through the API if you're submitting a request that way.
Right. And I
It's
guess the
outside the portal.
way that Jakob is proposing doing the integration these days is to have the UX engage with the broker through a patron request API, and that could very well include something like a pre-built ROTA.
I don't know if we answered any of your questions, Jason, but do you have other questions or topics or updates?
I just think I took up too much time at this point.
I know that you've seen that directory PowerPoint presentation that the SMEs are going to be discussing. I'm hoping that tomorrow after that call we might have like something to share out, but that's to be determined. But yeah, hopefully that's coming. And hopefully you can chat with Kurt to so that you guys can start working together and whatnot.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Kurt, how are things going? What have you been up to? Do you have any questions?
No, I mean, like I said, I've been, kind of working my way through Go stuff and just trying to get up to speed on that, which is good, but they're not allowed to report on it. But hopefully, I'll actually start building some stuff soon.
Do you, Okay, so like that'll be like soon you'll be ready to chat with Jason about like
Yeah, I expect to talk with him
other
today at
stuff.
some point.
Okay. Should we close these out? Or are you still looking at those as well?
I do still need to go and look at the one with the Jasper stuff and see if there's any more specific messages left for us. I think the JSON exception one is probably taken care of, but have we seen that one again? I think if, as long as we don't see that one, I think we can close that one out. And same for the, well, I guess we need to see if we're seeing the array index out of bounds one too. I know we have seen the Jasper one show up again, but there should be more diagnostic info in the actual logs for us now.
Okay, so would it be helpful if I went through the Trove, prod exceptions channel to see if I'm seeing any of these specific
Yeah, I guess just to skim them and see if you see them, then that means that we need to do a little more investigation. If you don't see them, then I think we can consider them closed out.
Okay. I will do that, and if I do find any, I'll put an example and move it back in progress, so it's not in this in review state.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you. We talked to everyone now. Anybody else have any questions or anything you want to get into while we're all together? Okay. Just a reminder that I will be out after tomorrow, and I will be back. I'm hoping to work on Halloween, because we'll have gotten back somewhere between the 29th and 30th, and so I think my days will be a little goofy, but I'm expecting to at least start like getting through messages and tickets and stuff on that Friday. So please let me know if you need anything before I go. But otherwise, thank you all for starting to work on this Go and directory stuff. It's gonna be awesome. All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right then.
Thanks,
Bye.
everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks a lot. Have a nice break.